Good morning. Want to make a quick announcement. Grady and I went to Dibrell last night for a gospel meeting. They were supposed to have mailed us an announcement, but we didn't get it. But we went last night, and I told Grady on the way there, I said, now Stan Stevenson is going to be speaking. Stan spoke several times when I was at Dibrell, and he's also the one who makes out the tests for the Bible Bowl. And Grady said, well, you reckon if I sidle up close to him, he'll give me some information, some inside information. Well, he tried. It didn't work. But Stan does a good job, and they are meeting again tonight. Well, they're meeting, of course, right now, but they're meeting again this evening at 7 o'clock. So if you have a mind to, Stan does an excellent job. It is good to see everyone this morning. It almost feels like fall out there. Of course, the rest of the week, it's going to feel almost like summer. So, Jesus' church is made up of all sorts of people, from all walks of life, from all ethnic and racial backgrounds. It's made up of people young and old. Some are mature Christians, some are making their way there, and some are just babes in Christ. But from among these people, there are an awful lot of young people. They're important to the growth of the church because one of these days they're going to be the leadership of the church and the workers in the church. Young people of this generation face more challenges than any previous generation, I believe, in history, at least in the last several hundred years. They're challenged intellectually, morally, and spiritually. The affluence of our country gives them great temptation to do wrong. One of the weaknesses of our young people, and I believe even our older people, is their lack of Bible knowledge. The knowledge of the Bible that would keep them from sinning is what Paul, David wrote about in Psalm 119 when he said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." In spite of the danger to their minds and their morals, an awful lot of these young people are law-abiding and respectable human beings with hope for the future. I believe that the young people in the United States are the greatest that this country's ever had. They've got better educations, they're healthier, they're bigger, they're even probably better looking than they were when I was younger. Many would become Christians if they were taught the gospel. They're open-minded, they're willing to be taught. They ought to be able to understand that Christianity is the best way of living. Some have tried drugs and alcohol and weird philosophies for purpose in their lives, but they've become disillusioned and they've rejected all of these things. Nearly 3,000 years ago, Solomon, David's son and king of Israel, wrote, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth before the difficult days come. And the years come when you say, I have no pleasure in them." Those words were written an awful long time ago, and yet they're just as relevant today as they were when they were written. Even farther back before this, the elders and the priests of Israel were told in Deuteronomy 31 to gather the people together, men, women, and little ones, the stranger who's within your gates, that they may hear, that they may learn to fear the Lord your God, and carefully observe all the words of this law, that their children who've not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land which you crossed the Jordan to possess. That passage says that y'all parents need to understand this so that you can pass it along to your children. Now, about 400 years after this, David wrote, "Come, you little children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord." And David wrote to his son Solomon in Proverbs 3, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For the length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." I want to look at that passage of Scripture from Ecclesiastes that Solomon wrote so long ago, and I want to kind of cut it up into some littler pieces so that we can better understand it. Remember, it says, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years come when you say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'" The first word here is the word "remember." Remember is so very important. You know, there's certain things that we're not supposed to forget. God has given all of us a great gift in our memories. We can remember the things that we've been through in life, maybe some bad things that we know better not to do in the future, and some good things that we need to recollect if we're going to do them again. God wants us to use our memory for His glory. Jesus taught the importance of memory when He said in Luke 17, "Remember Lot's wife." Now, I know that probably most of y'all can go back and you can remember what happened to Lot. And that's why He said it. I want you to go back and remember what she did and do your best not to do what she did, but be obedient to what My Word and My Father's Word says to you. God gave Israel the Passover feast just before they left Egypt. And He told those people, Moses did, said, "I want you to remember this Passover feast, and I want you to teach your children and your grandchildren as you're standing around that table getting ready to eat that feast. I want you to tell them about it." You know, it's the same thing as we came together and we ate the Lord's Supper, we did the communion, whatever you want to call it. It's supposed to call to our mind Jesus' suffering and sacrifice on the cross. Paul wrote about this in 1 Corinthians 11. "I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This is the cup. This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as oft as you shall drink it in remembrance of Me.'" And we come together every Sunday morning and we partake of the Lord's Supper. And as we do, we're supposed to remember Jesus and His sacrifice on the cross. All of us ought to remember that God has always rewarded those who believe and who are obedient to Him, and He punished those who didn't believe and who were rebellious. All of us, young and old alike, need to remember that. We also need to remember that we're accountable to God. Paul wrote very simply in Romans 14:12, "So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God." So Solomon wrote, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years come when you say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'" Your Creator, we're supposed to remember. Who are we supposed to remember? We're supposed to remember our Creator. You know, when our young people and when we remember the characteristics of our Creator, we're more apt to praise Him and to worship Him as our Creator. One of the characteristics of our Creator, who is God, is His omnipotence. That is, that He is all-powerful. You know, it says in the Old Testament, all He did was speak a word or two or three or four, and all of these things were created. He didn't have to snap His fingers. He didn't have to wave a wand like Harry Potter. He didn't have to move His nose like Samantha in Bewitched. And I'm dating myself. David wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech. Night unto night reveals knowledge." This passage says that God created the heavens, and all we have to do is look up at them to see evidence of what He did, and we can look around us here on earth. You know, the ground and the trees and the grass, everything that walks or crawls or grows on it. And it says in this passage, day unto day and night unto night. The more we look at those things, The more we reflect on the one who created them, the more we will want to worship him. The first verse in the Bible says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." A wonderful thing that God created, and then he started placing in and on them all of the things that we know as our world and our creation today. Hebrews 11:3 reads, "By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." Another characteristic of our Creator is his omniscience, the fact that he knows everything. In Psalm 139, starting in verse 7, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light around me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you." Here in this passage, it talks about how God can find us anywhere. There's no place that we can go that we will be away from him. There's no way we can go to escape. Poor old Jonah thought he could, got on a ship going to the farthest place in the known world. And yet he couldn't escape from God. How could we ever expect to try and get away from God? Hebrews 4:13 says, "There's no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." And we also need to remember that our Creator is omnipresent. That is, he is everywhere and he knows everything about us. You know, we need to teach our children God's wonderful qualities. His matchless love, his wonderful grace, his tender mercies, his justice. We ought never forget that God loved us so much, that passage in John 3 says, that he allowed his one and only Son to die on the cross for our sins. And Paul recollects that as God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We should also remember that God wants to save us. 1 Timothy 2:3 and 4. "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men everywhere to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." So our passage reads, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years come in which you say, I have no pleasure in them." In the days of your youth, we're supposed to remember. Remember who? God, our Creator. When? In the days of our youth. Why? Because we owe God the fact that we're alive. If it weren't for him, we would not be here. Everything that we are belongs to God, and we ought to be thankful to him. You know, we lose the relationship with God when we allow Satan to draw us away by temptation and we fall into sin. But we ought to rejoice that there are thousands or even tens of thousands of young people who have put on Jesus in the waters of baptism after repenting of their sins and now live the right kind of life. Why should we remember our Creator in the days of our youth? Because youth is the best time to devote ourselves to serving him. Our bodies are stronger, our minds are more alert, our consciences are clearer. No one who's young should allow his body to be ruined by the things that can ruin the body. Drugs, alcohol, tobacco. We ought to keep our physical bodies pure. We ought to keep them holy and strong because the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Why remember the Creator in the days of your youth? Because youth is the best time to learn good habits. Yeah, habits aren't passed along from previous generations. They're developed. They're the result of choices that we make, whether good or bad. Break bad habits as soon as you can. If you've been using bad language or profanity or telling bad jokes, then stop doing it as quick as you can. The use of drugs, alcohol, and tobacco ought to be stopped as quick as possible before the difficult days come when it's hard to break habits that are years or even decades old. Begin good habits like studying your Bible regularly and praying regularly, attending the services of the church, and spending time in meditation and devotion to God. Practice good habits of health. Get a good night's sleep. Eat good food. Exercise regularly. Always look for chances to help other people. Why remember God in the days of your youth? Because it's not right to live your younger days for Satan. And then when you get old and you get scared, you turn over the rest of your life to God, essentially the leftovers of your life. Why remember God in the days of your youth? Because before the difficult days come and the years come when you say, "I have no pleasure in them." Why remember your Creator in the days of your youth? Because you might not make it to old age. You know, just like God is no respecter of persons, death is no respecter of persons either. There are children and teens and young people that die every day. We have no assurance that we'll even make it through today, much less next month or next year. Amen. Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now your Creator. The word "now" in this passage is very important. Something as important as what I've been talking about this morning is not something that you need to put off. Every young person and every older person should remember that right now is the time to recognize that God has given you everything you are and everything that you have and all of your abilities and everything. The things that you learn early in your life are things that you'll be able to hang on to when you get older in life. Young people, do all you can to begin your training early, because one of these days you'll be a better parent, you'll be a better teacher, you'll be a better example, you'll be a better deacon or elder or song leader or what have you. Getting ready now will help you to take up the responsibilities that you will need to take up when you get older. Now, some young people look forward to the future when they can begin to remember their Creator, but some of them won't make it until that day. The teaching today is to remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. And for those of us who are older, remember now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. If there's something that you need to do to get yourself right with your Father and your Creator, your elder brother Jesus and your Savior, you have that opportunity if you need to come while we stand and sing.